Welcome to the Healthy Celiac Podcast. I'm your host, Belinda from belindawheelan.com, and here you will learn to live your very best life with celiac disease. Now, we are going to be talking all about health-related topics because you, my friend, are more than just a woman with celiac disease. Welcome to the show.
All right, who is excited for 2022? Me personally, I've actually had a great year this year. I've really enjoyed 2021. There's been a lot of ups and downs, that's for sure. And there's been a lot of challenges and there's been so much thrown at us this year. But for me personally, I've had a really fantastic year and I'm so excited for what's happened during the year with this podcast, with the amount of people listening to it throughout the year, with my business growth, with my family, things that we've done around the home, and I'm so excited for what's to come next year. So I thought it would be really timely to talk with you guys about the new year and new goals, because as a coach, I am big on goals. And if you've never set goals, I want to talk with you about that today and teach you how to set really great goals and how to break them down to make them successful for you in 2022. So let's jump straight on into it. So when I work with a client, what we do is we work out a big goal. So we start at the biggest goal, and that would be the furthest thing from that day. Okay. So it could be a 6-month goal. It could be a 12-month goal. And then what I do is I help that client break it down. So let's say, for example, it's around weight loss, because that's a really simple one to talk about. So let's just say someone comes to me and they say, in 6 months, I want to weigh 10 kilos less than I do now. I'd say, fantastic. That's a great goal to work on. Now let's break that down to monthly. So we work out how many kilos that person needs to lose each month to get to that point within 6 months. And then we break it down again to what needs to be done weekly and what needs to be done daily to achieve that goal. Because to look at something so far ahead, that person might get a little bit discouraged because it's such a distance away to be focusing on. So whereas if they focus on it each day and break it down, it makes it much easier to get to that goal. And they feel like every little achievement that they get to in the lead up to that big goal is, they're kicking goals. They're doing amazing when they achieve those little incremental goals. So, you know, each day it could be they need to drink a certain amount of water. They need to add in a certain amount of fruit and vegetables. Each week they want to do a certain amount of exercise. What particular things are they going to do each week to add up to those big goals and to get to those weekly increments, the monthly increments before the 6-month goal? So setting goals is not about just something in the future and it just miraculously happens. We need to work out from that big goal, those little goals, those little incremental goals that add up to those big things. Now, you might be in business and you might want to set some business goals for yourself. You know, it could be absolutely anything. It could be a financial goal. You know, you want to earn a certain amount of money in your business, or you want to improve your social media presence, or something along those lines, for example. So same thing. You need to come up with the big goal and then you need to break it down into those incremental steps so that you can work out how you're going to get there, whether you need support from someone, whether it's seeking advice or guidance from a business mentor or someone in your field that can support you to get to those goals, or whether you need someone to hold you accountable, whether, you know, you just need to write those goals down, or whether you need to tell other people. Because one thing that I know for sure, when you write your goals down, they are real. If they're in your head, no one knows about them. You haven't put them out there into the universe. Whereas when they're down on paper, they are very, very real. And even better, if you can put them into a diary or a calendar, you're much more likely to achieve those goals than if you hadn't put pen to paper. It's very simple how much of a difference that makes. So I highly recommend that you put pen to paper and you write down your big goals and then you break them down. So if you haven't got your diary for next year or your planner, whatever it is that you use, you might just use a calendar. I recommend that you go out and buy yourself one of those as soon as possible. So before this year ends, and start working on it over the coming weeks. So in the lead up to New Year's Eve is a really great time to sit down and write goals. So this is kind of funny, but kind of sad, but a lot of people do set health goals for the new year, and gyms have massive increases in membership numbers. And you'll see in the first few weeks of January is so many people going to the gym. So many people are determined that they're going to get fit and all the rest of it. And then it wanes. It kind of drops off and you don't see those numbers coming in anymore. And do you know why? It's because they haven't actually set themselves a real goal. All they've really said is, I'm going to get healthy in the new year. Right? So they've done that, haven't they? They've gone to the gym and they're getting healthy in the new year, but they haven't set a long-term goal. So getting healthy is quite blasé. Getting healthy in the new year is very blasé because it's a short-term goal. You could go for 2 weeks and you've got healthy in the new year, haven't you? Whereas if you said something like, I want to run a 5K marathon in June, then that's a big goal to work towards. You're not just going to set that goal, go to the gym for 2 weeks and go, yep, I'm ready. I'm ready to run that marathon in June. No, you need to keep going, don't you? You need to build up your health and your fitness ability to be able to run that marathon. And you need to increase your times and you need to get better and better. So if you set that goal for June, then same thing as we were talking about before. You need to break that down into smaller steps. So how far do I need to be able to run by the end of January? How far do I need to be able to run by the end of February? How far do I want to run each week? And how many times am I going to practice running? How much strength do I need to build to be able to, you know, achieve this goal? So setting long-term goals really help with these short-term incremental goals. So it's a fantastic way of making sure that you're doing something bigger than what you would have otherwise. I personally think that if you like to be held accountable, then that's a good thing to do as well, is to share your goals with other people. So I do see this a lot. A lot of people put it on social media and then they post photos or videos or, you know, their times of how much they've run and things like that, their Fitbit details. They'll share that online and it's a constant accountability. So they're constantly sharing with the people that know them what they're doing. And again, it's like having that dream and that goal being shared out there with the world so that people are watching, people are taking notice. And it depends on your personality, I guess, is you kind of feel like you're proving something to yourself and you want to share it with others and you want to show others what you're achieving and what you're doing. So if that works for you and your personality, that's a really great way to stay accountable as well. So definitely try that if that's up your alley. I've been back at the gym for quite a few months now, and I personally feel the best I've felt in years. For those of you that listen to my story about postnatal depression, I just couldn't get out of bed, couldn't go to the gym, couldn't do any of those things. So it feels absolutely wonderful for me personally to be back at the gym. And when I first started back at the gym, my goal was to be able to go 3 times a week to start with and to make that an ongoing, persistent thing. I have goals around my yoga and my stretching and my flexibility, and they're long-term goals that I know I'm not going to achieve straight away. And I know that I need to be consistent with going to my classes at the gym to be able to achieve those goals. So originally I started with 3 sessions a week. I've been able to do that consistently for months. And I was just saying to my husband today, I'm going to add in another class and I'm going to start going on a Friday and go to Pilates because I know that that's going to help me with my other classes because I'm having a little bit of lower back issues and I need to build the strength in my back. So all of these big goals I need help with to get there. So what is that way of helping me is to add in that extra class to help build my back strength, to be able to help with my flexibility and the other classes that I do at the gym. So it all kind of ties in, and same thing, I've told him now. So when it comes to a Friday, I know he'll go, did you go to the gym today? Did you end up going to Pilates? Oh yeah, I did, you know, or oh no, I didn't. And I'm going to feel like crap if I say no. And I don't really have a good reason. So he will definitely remember to ask me about it. He'll be back at work on Friday and he will definitely ask me whether I've been. So yeah, definitely worth sharing with the people that support you. If you have people in your life that aren't supportive, which unfortunately is a lot of people, don't share with those people. Don't share the big goals with the people that are the dream killers. Share it with the supportive people. So if you have a best friend that's amazing and just worships the ground you walk on and would support you from heaven to, you know, one end of the earth to the other, then that's the person you tell. If you have a negative parent or sibling, you don't tell them because they just drag you down. There are groups, so there's Facebook groups that are you can find support in as well. So you might need to just find your little tribe of people that can, you know, help lift you up. There's a fitness group that I'm in. Well, it's not really a fitness group, it's more of like a health and fitness group, and that's where a lot of the ladies go in and they share their Fitbit stats, and they run little group challenges with each other as well. I don't have Fitbit, so I don't do it. But they run challenges, so they're actually competing against each other. So that might be your personality as well. I'm not competitive one little bit, so it doesn't work for my personality. But you may be competitive, and you might just need to try and beat someone else, you know, do better than someone else rather than do better than yourself. So that might be a little way to help boost your your goals and your achievements, because you're pushing yourself against the next person as well. So that's a good one to look out for as well. So yeah, it's basically as simple as setting yourself some big goals and breaking them down. And I like to set goals in a number of areas of my life. So for me this year, one of my big goals was to renovate our kitchen and renovate our laundry. And we are almost done. We're very, very close to having that completed. There's a few little last minute things, but same thing. I set a big goal. I set a date for when I wanted it done. We're a few weeks over because of issues with bench tops and stuff that was out of our control, but we set a goal for when we wanted it done. And it was the same thing. We had to break it down to, you know, designing the kitchen, when we were ordering the pieces to go into the kitchen, when we were getting this, you know, the tiler in, when we were doing the plumbing, all of these things, you know, it's still goals, isn't it? We're still setting goals to make these things happen. So yeah, it can be all different areas of your life. So you might want to break it down into different categories, whether it be, you know, work, career, whether you've got your own business, health and fitness, and, you know, home life, family night life, children, whatever, like whatever is inspiring to you, whatever area of your life needs to be worked on. This is a fantastic way of getting on track and making 2022 a really fantastic year. So work out which areas of your life you need to improve or want to improve, and write them down, get the big goals, break them down, and then put them in a diary, put them in a calendar, and go from there. So if you want me to hold you accountable, send me a message. Jump on Instagram, The Healthy Celiac. Just send me a DM and just say, hey, Belinda, listen to your episode on goals, and this is what I'm doing next year. I'm getting goosebumps saying this because I want to hear from you. I want to hear what your goals are. So these are my goals for next year. Hold me accountable. I'm doing it. And you know, here we go. So I will cheer you on, baby. So do it. I want to hear from you. So thanks so much for tuning in. That's all I've got for you guys today. So have an absolutely wonderful week, and I will talk with you again next week. All right, take care. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, head to belindawheeland.com to get yourself a free copy of my exclusive ebook, 11 Mistakes People Make Going Gluten-Free Living with Celiac Disease.